At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey with you here for hour number two on a Tuesday. Joel Nelson producing. We are going through a lot of what the Steelers didn't do and why they didn't do it, and voicing some opinions and having a conversation. But let's go now to one of the experts, Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, covers the Steelers. Of course, he's on the fan hotline. Ray, very simple question. The Steelers didn't do much today. Why do you think that was?
You know, Jason, I thought, you know, they tried, but, you know, anything they did, you know, if they did something, I think it would have been measured, and I don't think they wanted to spend a lot of draft capital just to try to improve their roster, at receiver or maybe defensive back. I think they're happy with Calvin Austin as the number two. They made the Marquez Valdez-Scantling practice squad signing official today. I think in a few weeks or so, if he acclimates, you could see him on the 53-man roster. And the other thing is, you know, they're so tight end-centric. Their best personnel packages right now involve their tight ends, and they got a lot of money tied up in their tight ends. So I know a lot of people have been focused on the receiver position, but if you just look at the way they're built, Jason, I don't know that it was a necessity to go out and get a receiver at the deadline.
Ray, I want to ask you a little bit about around the NFL. Anybody who did something that really caught your attention in a good way? In anybody who caught your attention in a not-so-good way?
Well, I mean, for me, I mean, I'll kill two birds with one stone here. That Sauce Gardner trade was really surprising. I did not see that coming, and I applaud the Colts for doing that. I think they see themselves as a true contender. Despite what happened at Acrisure Stadium on Sunday, they are a very good offense and a very good football team. So I applaud them for doing that. It doesn't mean they're going to, you know, be a Super Bowl contender now. It doesn't, that's not their ticket to the Super Bowl, but I like what they did. But to me, Jason, the Jets are just like the Browns. I mean, they just continue to start over and over every other year, it seems. And to me, that's a lost franchise. And, I just don't understand giving away your best players. Quinnen Williams went, he was traded again as well today. So I just don't understand how some of these franchises operate and, why they do what they do. That was a real head scratcher for me, but like I said, I thought it was a good move for the Colts.
Ray, Mike Tomlin said earlier today he likes shopping and had kind of a smile. Was he sandbagging? Do you think that he was just trying to, you know, put up kind of a smoke screen? What do you think was behind that answer?
Well, I mean, I think we know what Omar has done in the past, and I think they were involved in some discussions, but, you know, it just didn't materialize. And I just think the prices for some of these receivers, was just a little bit too high for them. You know, Jacoby Myers is the one you say maybe a 4 and a 6, but Jason, you know, they've been stockpiling this draft capital since the spring. There's a reason that they're doing it. And I don't think they want to give away the future just so maybe they could improve this season. So, you know, they went out and did a couple of things last year. You could argue the Preston Smith and the Mike Williams thing didn't work out. Certainly did help them, over the final five games of the season when they fell apart. And I just think unless you were going to go out and make a splash move like a Sauce Gardner, I think they were okay sitting on the sidelines this November.
Ray, let's talk about Marquez Valdes-Scantling for a second. And we're chatting, of course, with Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can follow Ray on Twitter or X at RayFit1. Read his stuff at post-gazette.com. You mentioned a couple weeks with him getting off the practice squad and activated onto the roster. Is that a reasonable timeline? And if and when that does happen, Ray, what's sort of the expectation for what he could bring?
Yeah, I mean, you heard what Mike said about it today. You know, he just doesn't address guys who are on the practice squad. I think he likes to have respect for guys who are on the 53. They're there for a reason. But if there's one practice squad guy who's a little bit intriguing, Jason, to me, MVS is it. You know, he has that history with Aaron Rodgers, and he's clearly past his prime. You know, he's 31 years old. Aaron says he still has something left, and obviously he's not valued as much as he once was around the league. I'm intrigued by the chemistry. And sometimes, you know how it goes, sometimes that chemistry between a receiver and a quarterback can make that receiver a little bit better than he really is. So, you know, I think it could work out in the end. But like Mike said, he's going to acclimate. He's not going to automatically have a spot on the 53, but once he learns the playbook and once Aaron gets comfortable with him and the guys on the offense get comfortable with him, I think you'll see that move, like I said, in a few weeks or so.
Ray, do you buy that Aaron Rodgers didn't lobby for MVS the way Tomlin said earlier today?
I don't know. Based on what Aaron said to us last week, you got to think he was in their ear a little bit. It's interesting. He and Scotty Miller had a pretty good rapport during the training camp, but they haven't used Scotty much. So, listen, if MVS comes in and, you know, Scotty is a casualty, I don't think it's too big of a deal. Once upon a time, Jason, they were a pretty good duo back in the Green Bay days, and I think if you can maybe eke a little bit more something out of him at this stage of his career, if it helps you down the stretch, then it certainly would have been worth the signing.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ray, another thing Mike Tomlin said today was that Jalen Ramsey will remain at free safety. Was that something you expected? And what are the benefits to that? You know, I'm guessing the guy next to him or stabilizing other positions, just sort of what's your reaction to that and how's that going to help the Steelers, do you think?
Well, I mean, it was done out of necessity because of the injuries, but, you know, I think the byproduct of that was they played a much simpler defense against the Colts. And in the locker room after the game, I could tell you, Jason, that a lot of players on that team want them just to go forward with that approach. And I just think when they were trying to play a lot of man and they were trying to disguise things and be really intricate, you know, a lot of the guys on that defense maybe were just a step off, didn't know the assignment or were late getting that communication. And just by simplifying things, I think a lot of guys were better because of it. And, you know, you listen to Mike talk about Jalen today. Jalen, he's a pro. You know, he's probably eventually going to be a free safety. He wants to play until he's 35, 36 years old. So this is just his first foray into it on a full-time basis, and I think he's going to do just fine.
Let's talk a little bit about the Chargers, Ray. Next Sunday or this Sunday's opponent, pretty tough test last week, but the Colts, of course. Curious what you think about Keenan Allen and Ladd McConkey. Are they a tougher duo to match up against for the Steelers than Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce? Where do you come down on that?
Well, Pierce was really good early. You know, Downs killed them last year, but Downs was pretty quiet in that game on Sunday. I really like McConkey. I think McConkey's a really good player. You know, Keenan Allen at this stage, he's probably a step or two slower than he once was, and he was never really a burner. But the guy to watch is McConkey. And, you know, Mike talked today, you got to shut down the running game first. That's always the case with the Steelers. But McConkey is a guy who can run after the catch. We know the Steelers had issues with that against the Packers. So, yeah, if there's one guy in that passing game that you have to be aware of, I think it's McConkey for sure.
Another aspect, Ray, Rondae Gadsden is good. He's not better than Tyler Warren, correct? What sort of challenge does the tight end present?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they actually did a pretty decent job against Tyler Warren. I was impressed.
They did.
You know, with how they handled him, and really the entire game plan was really solid until they, you know, played prevent at the end there. Yeah, Gadsden's a good player, but he's a rookie and he's trying to find his way. You know, the big difference in this game this year compared to last year, it's Justin Herbert. You know, Justin Herbert had that high ankle sprain last year. He was really limited, had to stay in the pocket. I remember covering a game out in Los Angeles in 2021. Justin Herbert led the Chargers to a 41-37 win over the Steelers. He ran in that game. He threw in that game. And when he's healthy, I think he's a top five, top ten quarterback. So he's going to be a chore for that Steelers defense. A much more difficult assignment than it was last season.
Ray, it's Joel. On a scale of 1 to 10, Joe Alt being out for the season for the Chargers has to be like an 11 out of 10, right?
Yeah, and they already lost Slater. So, I mean, yeah, it's just very – it's going to be tough on the Chargers now. You know, Harbaugh's a good coach. They'll find ways to win some games here. But, you know, when you lose your two best offensive linemen and both those guys are tackles, it really – really hampers the rest of your offense. So they went out and made a minor trade today. They got a former first-round pick in Pennington. I'm not sure if he's going to play this week. But, you know, for a team that's really geared around the running game, like they want to be, losing your two best offensive linemen, that's going to be tougher than to make up in the second half of the season.
Ray, great stuff as always, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your night.
Thanks, Jason. Talk to you later.
All right, take care. Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Read his stuff at post-gazette.com. Follow him on Twitter or X at RayFit1. And just to pick up where Ray left off, the Chargers did make a move today. Was reading about this. Joe Alt obviously lost for the season, and they acquired offensive lineman Trevor Penning from the Saints. He's a former first-round pick out of Northern Iowa who has not fared terribly well. A PFF grade of 50.4 this season. That's the lowest of his career, and 65th out of 78 qualified guards. So the Chargers' offensive line struggling the way it has could theoretically bode well for the Steelers, Alt being out. They lost Rashawn Slater, one of their tackles, during training camp. Bobby Hart was hurt in week 9. They're on a newly acquired offensive lineman who hasn't been great. Obviously a Harbaugh team, they want to be able to run the ball, and they haven't quite been it. They've been better. They've been better. For a team with its third string running back, you would certainly expect them to really fall off, but not so far. Steelers lead the all-time series with the Chargers 25-11. They won the most recent meeting. That was in Pittsburgh. The last time the Steelers went to Los Angeles and played the Chargers, that one was nuts. 41-37, the Steelers scored 27 points in the fourth quarter, but it was still a Chargers victory there at, what is that called, Joel? SoFi? They play at SoFi?
Yeah, SoFi Stadium.
SoFi Stadium. I was going to go out there, and then I changed jobs, and I'm not going to make the trip. But I don't know, man. I think the Chargers are still a team to be reckoned with. I know they've got some injuries. Everybody's got some injuries. But this is a game the Steelers have to have, and we'll get into all of that. We've got time. I don't want to talk too much about Chargers right now. I want to kind of keep the focus on the Steelers and what we learned from that Colts game, reactions to today. Talk a little bit about that Steelers offense now that we know this is the group they're going to battle with. I want to talk about how Aaron Rodgers has led that offense and some of what we've seen evolve. And, you know, if this is it, what can we feel good about? And what can we bank on seeing out of the Steelers the rest of the way? We'll do that when we get back. In the meantime, the Fan Hotline is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Overview of the Steelers offense. What's important? What needs to change? With nobody else in the fold except for MVS, where can they go from here? Let's talk about it next on the Fan Evening Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.